Without the Lord and an opportunity to listen to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
You're so good. Truly, truly. Hello, Nashville. All of the wonderful people. And I'm so happy to have you tuned in today. You know, nothing makes getting up early worth it unless you're listening. If not, then why do I get up? Anyway, and, you know, there are some faithful that if they don't hear us chatter, they know I ain't here.
Okay.
And Mother's Day last week, I've never done that before.
You reap the benefits of being
here. I really have. Right, yeah. And that's the first Mother's Day I haven't been here or haven't been on the air. And I must say, it was nice to delay, you know.
Well, it still counts if I guess was recorded in advance.
That's true. That's true, because it was a portion of it was fresh. Anyway, so how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. And yourself?
Who has been coordinating your colors?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you must have stepped up your matching and everything.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying to get better.
Yeah, because man, there's some that have it.
Yeah.
And then there's some that, like, My grandfather used to wear checks and stripes, you know. So we had to pull him to the side.
Okay.
we have got to get you fashion fresh. You know, he just put things together. He just, you know, to him, he thought he was saying something.
Yeah.
But anyway, after his granddaughters got a hold of him, he was clean after
that's
that.
That's all you had to do.
He was clean. Anyway, did you have a restful weekend?
I did. I had an interesting weekend. I did.
Good. Interesting as in good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I had a do-nothing weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it is okay. I got to do some lighthouse work.
Gotcha.
And that's about far as I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Yeah. And but anyway, don't you feel like summer is on its way?
Oh, for sure. That is for sure.
Yep. That was just, we got a little taste over this last week, so I would say that it won't be long.
And
it won't be long. I just don't want Memorial Day to be boiling,
okay,
you know.
Yeah.
I just don't.
That's the first major cookout.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to be so hot and we miserable. You know, I have something planned for my family. And, you know, when I plan stuff, I like to do unusual things. So we're going to have our first family fun day.
Okay.
And I have a race course.
All right.
And games.
All right.
And challenges.
All right.
I told my sisters, they said, "Hey, you going a little bit too far with this." And I said, "I don't expect y'all to run. I just need you to, you're going to have a clipboard, okay?" we got to keep track of everybody. And I got little prizes for my so they're, you know, I designed it to give my family that are coming and the ones here, you know, generations don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
People live in different states and people don't know who's who and what's what, and you say their name to them, they don't know who you're talking about. Right. Uncle such and such. Now, who is he showing? Who was he on that picture? I mean, that's how, you know, it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah.
But since everybody has moved and, you know, so I wanted to, you know, keep the kids in mind because we all know who everybody is, but they don't know. And so this is my way of helping them to learn. And I just have, you know, this is so exciting. The grandkids and nieces and nephews, they're going to be like, I love this. And and then, you know, we're going to have grill. We're going to grill out. But the competitions.
Barbecue.
Yes, the competitions are very important to us to get to know each other and things of that nature. So it's going to be fun. I've been working on that. my sister was so funny, and it was both of them. And you met them both. They were like Sharon lost her mind. And she expect us to be out there running with them kids. No, I mean, that is, when you get a certain age, there's no expectation of that at all. And I just told them, you know, you're going to be judges. You're going to be cool. You have to sit on the side, you know, and cheer for everybody. I got them some pop-up. And, you know, so, but they were just getting ready to get attitudes and start talking about knees and ankles. About knees and ankles and elbow. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. How hard is it for you to sit in a chair?
Depends on how high it is.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just, it's hilarious. But anyway, that's coming up. That's why I don't want it to be too hot that weekend. Not too hot. Actually, today is going to be back warm again, too. 88 for today.
Point one. All right.
If it's not point one, it's not done, okay? If it's not point one, it's not done. And 64, you know, 64 is pleasant because that's what it's kind of out there now. Tomorrow, a little cooler, 79. Nice, 79. And a slight chance for some showers. We had a little overnight rain action last night in some parts. Tomorrow's night's low, 57. Back up into the 80s. For the rest of the week, though, and 90 on Thursday.
All right.
So Thursday is back up there again. And I know so many people are already saying it's going to be a hot summer, don't you think?
I can feel it.
Yeah. So just get yourself ready for it. We're partly cloudy in Nashville and 64 degrees. I want to say a gracious good morning to the global family who tunes in online at WFSKFM.org. They find us from all over, everywhere, and across the United States and also in other countries they find us. And we are grateful to you for listening to the station. This is Pastor's Roundtable for the month of May. And one of the pastors has never been on the
brand spanking new.
Yes, he. This is first time being on a pastor's roundtable, and the other pastor, I'll introduce him in a second, was on a long time ago. Long, and I'm surprised he and his wife still remember me. It's been that long.
Yeah.
So. We'll be talking today to Reverend Rodney Beard of Living Word Community Church and Reverend Dr. Kenneth Jones of Capers Memorial CME Church. So Capers Memorial, your pastor is going to be on the radio. Attention, Capers. Since it's right down the street, you know. Anyway, having said that, going to get to some headlines here in just a few minutes. We have some exciting things coming up on the station. The station will be participating in some fun activities coming up in the months ahead. So keep listening to WFSK, and we will certainly keep you posted. And, of course, you know, sad news out of Buffalo, New York. Authorities say a white 18-year-old gunman in military gear who was live streaming with a helmet camera opened fire with a rifle at a supermarket in New York State, killing 10 people and wounding 3 others. Officials said they were investigating the shooting yesterday afternoon as a racially motivated hate crime. Lord, these children, where are they getting this from? Okay. Authorities say 11 victims are black and 2 are white. Police say a security guard fired shots trying to stop the attack, but was shot dead by the gunman. I had heard, I don't know if it's true, but that the security guard was a retired police officer. So that's a lot of stress. Authorities say officers confronted the man in the store, and he surrendered. The suspect, Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on a murder charge. The shooting occurred in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo. Now, you live in Conklin. Mm-hmm. What are you doing knowing about the black store in Buffalo? New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul expressed outrage following the military-style execution at the Buffalo supermarket during a news conference yesterday. She said a military-style execution targeting people who simply wanted to buy groceries in a neighborhood store. Doesn't that make you just sick to your stomach?
It does. It makes you mad as well.
Well, I mean, it's like literally, there's so many guns and craziness out here in this country that you literally can't go to anywhere without worrying about something like that or even crossing your mind. She says, it strikes us to our very hearts to know that there is such evil that lurks out there. And it certainly does. And, this gun thing, I know America is never going to let go. But you, at some point, y'all have got to admit there are way too many guns out there. And the more they produce, the more people that are going to get hurt. The governor said it is her sincere hope that the suspect, who is facing a charge of murder in the first degree, will spend the rest of his days behind bars. She said heaven can help him in the next world as well. And everybody out of that region is very, very upset about it. And there's so much of it that is straight up off online. CNN has obtained a portion of the Twitch live stream that shows the shooter pulling up to a Tops friendly market in Buffalo before opening fire on the people yesterday afternoon. Now, for all of y'all that's online all the time, are you listening? Okay. Imagine you're on one of the sites and you're watching. Are you going to think that it's real or somebody playing?
I wouldn't know at first. It's hard to tell these days. Some people think it's live and start sharing immediately.
Well, that plus everybody's into acting.
Yeah.
And everybody's into...
It's real hard to tell. Yeah.
Doing scenes out of movies and dancing and, you know, you just, there's no line. withdrawn, and with all, you know, people are live streaming everything. So, and this kid obviously was quite ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come in with a helmet and a camera strapped mm-hmm. on, and had the gear on that it takes,
and it's able to be taken alive,
and a car,
and it's able to be taken in alive.
Yeah, and the video, according to CNN, is taken from the point of view of the shooter as he's driving into the parking lot at the grocery store. Now, you're watching that, and you are on somebody's stream. The shooter, who is seen in the rearview mirror wearing a helmet, is heard saying, quote, "Just got to go for it. Just got to go for it," before he pulls into the front of the store. In the video, store patrons can be seen walking through the parking lot as the suspect drives up. So they were, when they obtained this, they got a couple of the Twitch people.
Mm-hmm.
Within minutes, they said they pulled it down. But with so many people who, you know, Elon Musk and wanting to have mm-hmm. Twitter and all the wealthy, wealthy people.
Free speech.
Yeah, that want to just, you know, do free willy out there. Would they have a problem with pulling it down? Would they pull it down or would they continue? I mean, you know, you just don't know where folks' brain is. You think it's on one side and you just discover, you're not who I thought, or this is not what mm-hmm. I thought. And that had to be horrifying for, because I'm sure what he did was, he probably told his fan club or his people or whatever that, you know, I'm about to do this. Because he had to drive from another region, another city, to come to Buffalo, to that particular neighborhood. You know, he must have really done some homework, or somebody gave him the information on where the black, specifically where the grocery store is in the black neighborhood. I mean, that's pretty doggone specific, okay?
I mean, I'm just, you know.
That is pretty specific.
Cowardly.
And that specificity is what deeply concerns me, among other things. Because he plotted like crazy. Yeah. This kid plotted. And did he plot alone? Is he part of a larger group? You know, there's so many questions you have in mind. Investigators are going to be quite busy with this. But there's so much that 18. Now, we're not talking about 28. We're talking about 18. 18-year-olds just now getting out of high school. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, mm-hmm. Some things have gone really wrong in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why people are sitting there pretending like this stuff is not going on. Why are you faking it? You got to get real and pay attention to what's going on. Because there's no telling what else he could have done mm-hmm. if he, you know.
And then posted his manifesto online,
which
too.
Is so, yeah, I mean, which is what a lot of the racists and white supremacists do. So when we use that terminology, white America, I'm telling you, it's because you earned it, okay? He earned it. Obviously, the kind of people he's been hanging around. And that's real. Black folks aren't making this stuff up. We don't have to. All we have to do is just live our lives and see what goes on from day to day and across communities. That young man, 18, my Lord. So we'll see what develops in the coming days. But that is so sad for the people who just wanted to get some groceries in New York. So that's who you got to keep in your thoughts and always. And then your constant prayers. Because you got to stay prayed up, y'all. I ain't playing. You go out in the yard to the car, whatever. You got to stay prayed up. And that's the facts. And Lord's people that are listening today, y'all know who you are. I know you trying to stay prayed up, but I mean literally to the mailbox, prayed up. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
It's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Hello, Nashville. Coming up Wednesday afternoon, we'll get started with news from the community, followed by the traffic report. And at 4:30, writer and advocate for fair and equal education, Clayvon Harris, is the guest. At 5 o'clock, the spotlight on business, where you'll hear from the owner of a black-owned snack company, DeAndre Anderson of Symphony Potato Chips. Then at 5:30, author and counselor Sheila Wise Rowe returns to talk about her new book on healing from abuse and trauma. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
That's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, twice a week, every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. and every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88 WFSK.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is being brought to you by Nashville State Community College.
Nashville State Community College, with over 80 programs preparing you to go right to work or transfer easily to a university after graduation. Increase your career earning potential with an associate degree or technical certificate earned at Nashville State. College credits earned at Nashville State can transfer to public and private four-year institutions. Academic, financial, and abundant support available. Nashville State Community College will give you a place of belonging. Apply today. Summer and fall registration starts April 4th. On-campus assistance available or visit nscc.edu.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in it, and that's the house. And mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Historic Fisk University. And Pastor's Roundtable this Sunday, third Sunday in... You know, the time is really, the days are ticking. We're already in the middle of the month. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Lord.
Yep.
So we'll be talking with them in just a very few minutes. A couple of things I want to get to here in news before we talk to the pastors. And out of Tennessee, newly released records, or out of Nashville, newly released records show at least two people connected to a planned Tennessee execution that was abruptly put on hold April 21st, knew the night before that the lethal injection drugs the state planned to use hadn't undergone certain required testing. Wouldn't that be cruel and unusual punishment? Last month, Governor Bill Lee abruptly halted inmate Oscar Smith's execution, citing an oversight in the execution process. On Friday, the Department of Correction released 20 pages of heavily redacted emails and text messages to the Associated Press through a records request. During last week's news conference announcing the independent investigation, Lee said the testing problem was noticed shortly before the execution. The text messages imply that some people knew almost a day before. Oh, y'all thought they was going to die, put them to death, and they wouldn't know it was botched drugs. Shameful, Tennessee. Shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. Out of Nashville, top Republican leaders in the state say they don't have plans to ban contraceptives as they await a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on whether the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case will be overturned. A spokesperson for the Senate Speaker, Randy McNally, said an attempt to conflate contraceptive and contraception and abortion was a flagrant attempt to change the conversation. He stressed that contraceptives will continue to be available. However, the High Court rules on Roe very soon. Governor Bill Lee and House Speaker Cameron Sexton also said they were not attempting to curtail contraceptive access, but it is unknown if other GOP lawmakers may introduce proposals during next year's legislative session. So you can't get birth control?
I don't believe it one bit.
Oh, y'all are so draconian.
I don't believe
okay?
it one
you
bit.
Just
that's them tap dancing in case it goes south, in case the Supreme Court does not do what they say they're going to do.
Help me, Lord.
And any bill they put in front of his on his desk to sign, he'll gladly sign it.
Yes,
I don't believe
course.
Nothing that comes out of
that's
the governor's mouth.
Pony.
Nothing.
He's gonna sign
yeah.
It.
He's just saying that in case, you know, the ruling doesn't come down that way. So he can save face.
Yeah.
And, but as soon as it comes down,
it's too late
first thing they're going to do is rush to start, you know, passing. So we have a trigger law here, but they'll make it even harder. And then he'll go and sign it. Yeah.
And have a bunch of children and ladies standing behind him. Anyway, to make it look good. There's three scholars I wanted to congratulate. Tennessee has three students that are presidential scholars. Greta Lee of University School of Nashville, Sean X. Ming of White Station High School in Memphis, and Kristen Chen of L&N STEM Academy in Knoxville. All three of the 161 U.S. high school seniors were chosen for the honor. So congratulations to them. And lastly, out of Louisiana, New Orleans, the Louisiana Supreme Court has thrown out charges against a pastor who flouted coronavirus pandemic restrictions on gatherings. The majority ruled that Governor John Bel Edwards' executive orders violated the Reverend Tony Spell's freedom of religion because of many secular exemptions. The High Court said there wasn't any proof that exempted activities were less risky than other church services. Two justices dissented, saying more facts were needed. For instance, Chief Justice John Wymer wrote that there was no evidence either way about whether any church's religious worship or practices were adversely affected when they held services outdoors or online, which only goes to show that service was still held. It was still held. And y'all just had to get creative, and that's all it is. It is what it is. Anyway, who's on there for me? Oh, he's okay. Good morning to Reverend Rodney Beard. Hey, Pastor, how you?
I'm doing good, Missy. How you?
I'm well. I said earlier that I hadn't talked to you and your wife in so long that y'all probably forgot my name. And
you know, Nat King Cole had a song about that called Unforgettable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to have you with us. It has been a long, long time since you've been on with us from Living Word. And I mean some years, like 10 years or something, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, I feel like it. Yeah, I feel like it. Now, Rev, tell the audience, turn your radio down a little bit. Tell the audience where Living Word is located and how long it's been in existence.
We are located at 2304 Hobson Pike in Antioch, right past JFK School. And, we started about 32 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Lord blessed me to be able to start the church. And I had no intention of doing it forever at the time.
Okay.
And, but that's 32 years later. So.
That's beautiful. I didn't realize it had been that long. And just for the sake of memory, you know, X, I don't know if you remember that this is the motorcycle pastor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Wrong sound.
Yeah.
Isn't that the sound of a motorcycle?
Yeah, he certainly is. You ride, though, don't you, for real?
Not anymore. I mean, I'm almost 70 years old.
Okay.
You know, I rode bikes all my life.
Okay.
I mean, I had several Harleys and things of that nature, but all my life. And then age, you know, I don't know. You too young to know about age.
No, I don't know at all. I don't know at all. And in 32 years, you've seen an awful lot of change, particularly from where you guys started to where you are now, because you didn't start in that location. You didn't start the church there, right?
No, when I moved to Nashville, I didn't know one human being in this city, and I started doing Bible study when I worked at Saturn on lunch breaks and breaks, and it just grew from there. We met in a clubhouse, and then we bought a spot on the corner of Nolensville and Concord that I actually financed on my own because I didn't have any members, really. And we sold that for like $1 million. We paid $5 for it, sold it for $1 million. That's been good. And then we moved to Franklin Road. We bought the old Brentwood Baptist. I say the old, but it was the first Brentwood Baptist. Mm-hmm. And we were there for about 8 years. We renovated it, doubled our money on that. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took that money and bought a place on Hickory Hollow Parkway, the Shop at Home Network. And fixed it up. And by that time, you know, I was really done with mega church stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just too much, you know, and I really didn't have much help other than my wife. And so then we moved out on Hobson Pike, which is much easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of acreage out there that we're getting ready to develop. And we don't have no debt. None. We always had $5 million in debt.
That's
beautiful. We don't have any now.
Reverend Beard, you said something interesting I want to ask you about. You said that you didn't want to do or be in the mega church thing anymore. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, it's grueling. I mean, it's grueling. I mean, some people do it for their ego.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just because the church got a couple thousand people in it don't mean you're reaching them with the word of God. Because they like popular stuff. They like what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people move from church to church mm-hmm. to church to church. And wherever it's on and popping, that's where they go.
That's true.
You know, and I don't know if you remember, I had every prominent preacher I could get down there,
mm-hmm.
and I had everybody, I could just name them, and we did big concerts, and
mm-hmm.
Bobby Jones even filmed his TV show.
Okay, I remember that very clearly.
Yeah, the Red Salt Church.
Yes, I remember that because I wrote the shows.
It's a show there. It's just all the logistics and the people's, I don't know, I guess when I started to get a little older.
Yeah.
You know, it's like downsizing in a house.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets to be too much.
Yeah.
I went through a period of long depression and all of that. Mm. It just wasn't healthy for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, I'm an old hippie. I ain't got no ego.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And, because I really wondered how that would have to take a toll on a person, having the responsibility of 20 and 30,000 souls. And, you know, and because it seems to a certain degree with some of them, they practically run themselves to death. And, you know, just look exhausted and have, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. That doesn't seem like a life to me for some reason.
It's not for people like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an introvert. You know, I checked out as an extrovert, but on that line of being an introvert and an extrovert.
Mm.
So I'm more introverted than extroverted.
Hmm.
And putting that face on for people all the time,
yeah.
And having to be around them constantly, and
mm-hmm.
it's just so much. You know, they say the shelf life of a pastor is only about 20 years.
Hmm.
After that, they need to diversify
hmm.
with their gift, because some of us take it really seriously. I mean, when somebody dies, we feel it. When marriages break up, we feel it, you know. And then, of course, you know how they talk about preachers, especially if you're very progressive. And it's just a grueling task. Not that I'm lazy, but I didn't have no time for my wife or my family. You know, Stephanie used to say all the time, you love the church more than you love me, which was not true. A lot of pastors' wives, you know, feel like that,
yeah.
You know, because you got to do what you got to do. It's like being in the service.
Mm.
So when you're called upon, you got to go.
Yeah.
Getting people out of jail, going to court, all that stuff. I mean, I love to help, and but it's not to a fault.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you say the family is important, because they have to take on this task as well, you know, as their role in, and have to be perfect all the time, because everybody's watching, you know, and that's got to be a ton of pressure.
Right, they always got their eye on you because you live in the last house.
Yeah, yeah.
And you take care of everybody else, but they rarely take care of you.
Right. especially if you got to go to the store and get groceries. They're looking at the cart and seeing what you're buying.
That's, you go there too. If you're in a restaurant, looking at what you need
to buy. Right, right. Y'all know you're nosy. Y'all know it. Y'all know it.
What kind of glass is that?
All right. What's that, in that glass?
Does it look like a milkshake?
Right, right. And he got ice in there. What kind of ice is that? I mean, I can just, y'all, now, Christians, you know I done ran the cart over your toes because you know you doing it. You know you are. And they, I know, I'm telling you, is that such and such in the barbecue rib place? Yeah, okay. Anyway, have a set. Remember, Beard, tell the audience your lovely wife's name and what role she plays in your ministry.
Dr. Stephanie Beard. She got her PhD in, she went to 3 different universities. She didn't study online. I mean, until COVID. And she got her ministry degree at Belmont. Mm-hmm. And she got her master's in some sort of ministry at Lipscomb. Mm-hmm. And she got her doctorate in October from Tribeca.
Wonderful.
And people refer to her as co-pastor, and I always try to correct them to say, she's not a co-pastor. She is pastor with me. Mm. You know, we pastor together. Ain't no co.
Okay.
Because, you know, we live in a misogynistic Christian society where the woman is always got to be lower.
That's true. Say that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't allow that. But they still do it.
Yeah.
But she's faster. Yeah. She's faster, Stephanie.
Yeah. Okay.
Reverend.
Reverend. All right, well, you know, I'll tell her I got her number. I'm calling her. I am definitely going to do that. Now, Reverend Beard, hold on a second. We need to take a break. We need to take a time out. There's supposed to be another pastor on here with you right now, and he's connected to the Fisk family. So you know I got to, during this break, find out where that brother is. Anyway, hold on 1 second. Let's take a time out, Pastor's Roundtable, for the month of May, and I'm happy to have on Reverend Rodney Beard. I haven't talked to him, and I don't know. Living Word Community Church here in the city. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay?
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is being brought to you by Nashville State Community College.
Nashville State Community College, with over 80 programs preparing you to go right to work or transfer easily to a university after graduation. Increase your career earning potential with an associate degree or technical certificate earned at Nashville State. College credits earned at Nashville State can transfer to public and private 4-year institutions. Academic, financial, and abundant support available. Nashville State Community College will give you a place of belonging. Apply today. Summer and fall registration starts April 4th. On-campus assistance available or visit nscc.edu.
It is weekend now, blues time in the city.
He changes everything every night, basically.
He's like what we do.
He's got a bet, you know.
No acrobats and robots.
Those are some great guys, and we're paying tribute this weekend to who? They're talking about the late great B.B. King is performing one of his past performances live. Did I just give away something there? Join me, Rosine Bailey, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here.
Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from West Unlimited, presenting for the very first time in Nashville, the Toronto-based electro jazz duo 480 East at the Sambuca Jazz Over Dinner Series on Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. Known for their groove-oriented jazz and funk, 480 East in one show only at Sambuca Nashville, 601 12th Avenue South in the Gulch. Tickets and details at sambuca.brushfire.com. The Jazz Over Dinner Series is sponsored in part by Fast Signs Downtown Nashville and Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Tossed Trash is back. TDOT spends $19 million a year picking it up. That's because there are over 100 million pieces of it on our beautiful Tennessee roadways. Talking Trash is great because it's the show that's going to end littering in Tennessee. We need everyone to join the Nobody Trashes Tennessee movement. Conveniently located at NobodyTrashesTennessee.com. And watch my show, Talking Trash, the show featuring actual Talking Trash.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Support for WFSK comes from Women's Health at Meharry. Women of Nashville, are you looking for a nurturing and compassionate doctor to take care of all of your women's health needs? There's the Center for Women's Health at Meharry, the Women's Wellness Clinic for North Nashville neighborhoods, including Germantown and Bordeaux. Services include prenatal care, contraceptive management, treatment of uterine fibroids, family planning, preventive health, and general women's services. To schedule an appointment, just call 615-327-6348. That's 615-327-MD for you today. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance, and brought to you by Nashville State Community College. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. This is the third Sunday of the month, and that's traditionally my pastor's roundtable for each month for some many years. And this week I have scheduled Reverend Rodney Beard, Living Word Community Church, who is with us right now. And I just hate to say this man's name again, because he works here on the campus, and he's the one that selected the month of May. And I don't even want to say the name of the church again, because I don't want them to be upset. But having said that, I'm going to leave that where it is. So, Reverend Beard, I want to, you're going to get all the spotlight today. You realize that, you know.
I'm going to leave too much spotlight.
You're going to get it today, so you can just relax, because I got you. Now,
I still got warrants down in Louisiana for my days at debauchery, so...
So you can't go nowhere near there. And speaking of that, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. Because you born and raised Louisiana, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Before before we brought you on the air, I did a story out of New Orleans, and it was about a minister there named Reverend Tony Spell, and he was suing the state of Louisiana because he did not want to participate in the restrictions that was issued by the governor about coronavirus. And he was one of those folks, obviously on the far right of things, that was upset and didn't believe in masks and didn't believe in separating from each other and didn't believe in this and didn't believe in that. So what did your church do during the 2 years of this pandemic?
Well, we actually did what many others did. We shut down for a while, but
we started doing media, you know, YouTube, Facebook, that sort of thing. And we would broadcast from the church. I'd be the only person there other than the crew, you know, for the camera and sound. And we took every precaution. And then around Father's Day of last year, it's when we went back. And so we just took every precaution and utilized all the protocols that were suggested, and we're still doing that. Social distancing. We have hand sanitizer all over the place, wearing masks, of course, and the praise team doesn't during what they do. But I'm masked up until it's time for me to preach. And so COVID ain't no joke. And cats like that, he crazy.
Yes, basically. He said his freedom of religion was violated.
Yeah, well, I want freedom from death. How about
right,
that?
Amen. Church said amen on that for sure. And, I mean, to me, it's like when I was hearing these things come out of the folks' mouth, not just Louisiana, but here in Tennessee and Texas and all over the country where people were just coming unglued in the church, and Georgia and places of that nature. I don't understand the logic, because one of the things I saw it do, Reverend Beard, was divide people up even more so divided than they are now, and have them on you don't trust Jesus if you if you take these precautions, health precautions, that means you don't trust in the Lord. And it did have some people feeling a certain kind of way. And just to prove, you know, that stuff don't impress the Lord. I know it doesn't, right?
Well, if you recall, you know, back in Egypt, there was a pestilence that God created. And he told the believers to put the blood on the doorpost of the house. And the pestilence would pass over them. Same thing with COVID. He told us what to do. The Lord told us what to do. And if you don't want to do it, then you are subject to death. So that's the way I looked at it. But there are just so many things that a lot of these preachers and evangelism and all that does. That, you know, I watch a lot of cowboy movies, and I just don't roll track with that. I'm going to look out for my people.
Right.
I'm going to make sure they're as healthy as they can be.
Exactly.
We even offer vaccinations and things of that nature. And, you know, like I tell my congregation all the time, I don't care what they say. I'm going to look out for y'all. And a lot of my congregation is older. We don't have a lot of young people anymore, you know, for obvious reasons. And we didn't suffer during COVID financially at all.
Amen.
But there was a drawback from that, and that people got used to sitting at home, you know, and a lot of them still haven't trickled back in. But it hasn't hurt our finances. It hasn't hurt our movement. And so, you know, like I say all the time, these preachers can do whatever they want to do. They can use their mouth for a steam shovel for all I care. But I'm going with the protocol.
Yeah. And, you know, when you, and since you did mention that, because I think one of the time before we had brought that up, that, you know, that things throughout time, adverse things throughout time that's sometimes unexplainable happen, and since the beginning of time to the present. But I couldn't quite get what was the purpose of having people feel that it was some kind of litmus test in order for the Lord to be impressed. To me, it's like that is, if those people were actually believing that, that's very frightening.
Well, look at the number of people that believe that is in the grave now. That's the litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I believe God gave man science for man to fix up what man messed up.
Mm.
I mean, there's an answer, you know. I mean, God doesn't create disease and illness. Man does that. I mean, and so it's, I think it's a small thing to, you know, protect yourself. I still wear a mask. I don't go nowhere but the public and the church.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm in either of those locations, I got my mask on. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But I have what they call them premorbidities, you know, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
low heart disease, kidney mm-hmm. function.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking no chances. I mean, you know, I mean, God gave us life. We need to protect the life we have.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I think he's stupid. I know there are people who are not going to agree with the way I express myself, but I couldn't care less what you think about me.
Hmm.
You know, that's stupid.
It
okay?
is. It is. And risking the lives of the people in the church. And that, to me, defied logic. I'm like, I would never want to go to that church. But, you know, it folks, you know, obviously don't believe it. And one of the things that the Chief Justice in the state of Louisiana said was that his religious worship and practices were not adversely affected because they held services can be held outdoors and online. And so that doesn't have a leg to stand on. Church still went on. People still had opportunities. Didn't it make the church get creative, Reverend Baird?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the biggest donations we got was during COVID from people we didn't even know because they saw it on YouTube or Facebook. Somebody, we got checks from people. We got money from people who are not members of our church.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an opportunity to share the gospel
mm-hmm.
in a more creative way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't cotton.
mm-hmm.
I don't cotton to them just sitting at home now.
Right.
Even though I can understand, but I just think blessed be the tie that binds our heart in Christian love.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go where? Into the house of the
Lord.
All right. And the word also says, forsake not the fellowshipping of the saints
mm-hmm.
as manner of some is. And so that's the part we got to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you have to be creative enough to entice them to come back. But, you know, with these new strains popping up all the time,
yeah.
You know, and I tell them all the time, you know, you go to Walmart
mm-hmm.
and you can't come to church.
Right. Amen.
Go to Publix, Kroger, go to the mall. All out there with people you don't even know.
Yeah.
When it comes Sunday morning, you take a precaution. That's messed up too.
You know, that's what the employers and some of the companies are telling their employees. You know, you can go out to dinner and you can do this and that, but you can't come to get in this office. I mean, you know, so time up for some of y'all on that. At church or at work, time is
Over.
Up.
Because you know what that tells me about people that don't want to do it,
yeah,
is that they didn't want to be there to begin.
Amen. Wow. So, and plus it tells me it's the easy way, you know, it's the easy way. I could see the shut-in, sicking the shut-in, but, you know, if that's not the case.
Yeah, well, just laying up in their water bed, sucking down the chocolate milkshake.
We are just getting started going up to the top of the hour. Reverend Beard, hold on a second. I need to take my top of the hour ID and my break. You're listening to the Pastor's Roundtable for the month of May. Guest pastor is Reverend Rodney Beard of Living Word Community Church. And my other pastor, I don't know, so I'll just have to turn it over to the Lord. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay?